Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The short week of practice for the Eagles officially came to a close today. Tomorrow night, they'll be across the street at Lincoln Financial Field for a primetime meeting with the New York Giants. And some good news for the Eagles on the injury front as they come into this game mostly healthy, especially along the offensive line. Now, rookie Isaac Seumalo and Allen Barber are both listed as questionable, but for the first time since week five, head coach Doug Peterson looks to have his full starting offensive line in place.
Well, it's definitely a blessing that, you know, this late in the season to have all five guys back to their original spots. And, you know, it's something that we definitely, you know, when we lost Lane back, you know, after the fourth game, and, you know, you kind of marked this date on the calendar, hoping to be in a little better situation at the time. But, you know, for it is what it is, and we're here now, but we're fortunate to have all five guys back.
Meanwhile, last night, the NFL announced the Pro Bowl rosters for both the AFC and the NFC, with two Eagles making the list. Fletcher Cox back to the Pro Bowl for his second consecutive year. And then on the offensive side, Jason Peters making his seventh Pro Bowl with the Eagles. That's tied for the second most in franchise history, to go along with Brian Dawkins and Reggie White. And today, Coach Peterson congratulated both players and also spoke about how Jason Peters has been able to stay so consistent throughout the season.
Congratulations to both Fletcher and Jason for making the Pro Bowl off our team. But getting back to Jason, I think he's very capable of another couple of seasons. I mean, he's really done a great job, you know, from with a health standpoint, his weight and managing all of that. And, you know, I think Stout's done a good job with him, monitoring him in practice and not taking the full, you know, complement of reps throughout the week. And he's one of those guys. I mean, I can go back to some of the conversations we had way back in the spring and how do you manage a Jason Peters. And I feel like we've done that extremely well this season. And he feels fresh. He feels healthy. You know, again, a Pro Bowl season. So I'm excited for him and really do look forward to working with him in the future.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. But don't forget, tomorrow on Thursday, our game day coverage starts with the kickoff show presented by Exalta, starting at 7:30, and then we keep you covered throughout the game leading into the post-game show presented by Rico. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.